104PXB, how's your day?
KD4SRR from Joanna.
So are you studying at home or your favorite hotspot?
I hope it doesn't have too much chop. Yours is perfect.
No, you're definitely sounding good. You're coming in clear.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm headed southbound on 385, just past Fountain Inn exit. Just running a little QYT on 25 watts or so with a new antenna.
Definitely sounds good. I'm on the 85, just short of BMW.
Careful, because people love to stick their heads in the pocket and floor it this time of afternoon.
Just the idiot drivers out here, man. You're right. They pay no attention and they don't care about other people. That's why I'm fixing to get off here on the, always take the back road. So I travel 85 just as short amount of time as I can. So that way I can either get off at Highway 14 or go to the apartment McClyman. Or the railroad inlet south inlet park area.
Well, I'm gonna get off here just a second. I may be up and down a little bit. I'm about ready to get in the hole. But so far so good. This new antenna is a new old stock. It's a Nagoya 320A, and it's a Comet trunk mount that I just got. It's brand. It's a new old stock I got from KI4DOS a few minutes ago. Gary up in Easley.
Yep, that sounds good, and it's definitely probably not the system or anything. Like I said, it probably was just a hole you went into, but your signal kind of faded down a little bit, but still, like, still read you clear.
I just passed 101 Gray Court, Woodruff.
It's definitely doing well for you. I've had this Yaesu probably 6-7 months now, and I appreciate it. I definitely enjoy it a bunch.
You don't mind me asking.
The FT2980.
Sitting on the desk with the little footies on it. I kept it at home. I just bought this little QYT because it's a dual bander. Well, actually, it's a quad bander. Tri-band, quad band. But I figured if anybody stole this, it wasn't a big deal.
That's definitely true. I'm still in the process of saving up my money for it. They give me a radio for my house, because right now I'm just talking, you know, on any tone radio that I use for in the house, and definitely because I'm studying to get my update my ham radio license, so that way I'll be able to talk on more once I get that done. Just then it'll just kind of require a different kind of radio.
I had a old Tintec on my table, Delta 580, that I listened to. I ain't throwed the antenna up high enough in the tree yet, though, but I can still pick up 80 meter, a little 40, a little 20 meter. No 10 meter yet, but I'm working on it. I'll get my sling for my wire. I'll get my, put a little elbow into it next time.
It's always a good way to do it. Like I said, I just got to find something to be able to hide it from the HOA.
I apologize also probably for a lot of road noise and wind noise. I'm having to ride two down at 55 right now.
No radio noise or the wind noise, so you're good.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you get off here right quick. I do appreciate it. I'm terrible with remembering couple signs, so you'll have to give yours again, but this is Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo, Romeo Robert, headed toward Joanna, Lower Lawrence County. So you have a great rest of your day. 73, thanks for coming back, and I'll final.
Sir, have a great day. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lloyd.
4PXB, this is KO4ZEW, Ben and Benjamin in Simpsonville. I thought that was Lloyd.
Sir, it is. How are you doing today?
Well, got a bunch of work done and then got a little bit of time to play the radio a little bit, and now I'm on my way to pick up my daughter.
That's a standard operating procedure for this day and time frame, because that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to pick up my daughter from daycare, and then at 6:30 this evening, I've got the class for the general going on from 6:30 to 8:30.
I just got my general in July, and I have not purchased anything in the way of HF. I'm still kind of trying to figure out what direction I want to go with it, because there's so much you can do with shortwave. I mean, it's just, I can't, you gotta figure out a plan before you just start buying equipment and throwing money at it. So, I'm in a similar boat as you.
That is definitely true. So many ideas, but not enough money to get everything you want.
Enough money, KP4CPA.
So if you're married with children.
How you doing, Lloyd?
Good, sir. How about you?
Oh, doing good. How are to the other gentleman in there? I didn't catch your name, but name is David, and just on my way to play tennis. The other station, go ahead.
It's Ben, KO4ZEW. I'm just about at the school to pick up my daughter, so sounds like Lloyd and I are doing pickups. You're heading for tennis. Standard afternoon.
Been there and done that. Done my share of it for years, and now I pick up my grandson sometimes. But anyway. That's okay, because I don't have as much going on now as I used to.
Yeah, the having a 3-year-old in my 50s again was definitely not my choice. The probably about a little over just short of 3 years ago, the mother up and left the baby with us, and because she was one of the foster children with us, and so she just up and left the baby with us when she was 3 weeks old. So now, you know, in my 50s. Mid-50s, I'm raising a 3-year-old again.
Got an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old, but a 3-year-old, yeah, it's tiring enough raising them in your 20s. 48, well, just turned 49, and it's tiring enough. I can't imagine a 3-year-old.
Remember this statement right here. Benadryl works wonders.
Yes, it do.
Destination. I'm going to leave you to it, and I will catch you another time. This is Ben, KO4ZEW, and I will be clear, 73.
Ben, please be careful, and I'll definitely talk with you another day. Hey, Dave, have you heard from Chandler, or is he just on different shifts now?
I haven't been monitoring 2 meters, so I really don't know, to be honest with you. This is the first time I've been on this week. I was out of town yesterday, and really wasn't on any much through the weekend, unless I was mobile. I didn't turn my radio on in the house.
Last I heard, he was just working different shifts, so it kind of made it a little bit harder for him to get on the radio and talk.
4CPA, yeah, I haven't heard that. So, yeah, if he's on a different shift, then, he may not even be working, because he could usually talk between stops and, but anyway. So, Who knows?
Yep. So at some point in time, he'll be able to probably chime back in. I just definitely hope he's doing okay.
Yeah. See, you're on 85. I'm on Haywood Road, and it's a whole lot of fun, but it is 5 o'clock traffic, so you know, you can't expect anything different.
804 PXB. 85 was actually running better than Highway 14 right now, because it's just now starting to back up to the Village Hospital from Pelham Road all the way back to the hospital. So it, but it's just sometimes very typical that it just, some days it runs smooth all the way up through here, and then other days it backs up just for no reason.
I've seen that. I've actually been on 85 a few times during rush hour, and it would just, we almost slow down to stop, but there wasn't anything going on the side of the road or on the other side. Sometimes even if you're traveling one direction, if there's something going on in the other direction, it slows, you know, the other side down too. It's really crazy. I guess everybody's rubbernecking, trying to see what's going on. But anyway, but sometimes it's like a kind of like a slinky. I call it a slinky effect. You know, it just kind of speeds up and slows down, and there's no rhyme or reason to it.
It's definitely true. I deal with that pretty much every day, and that'll be interesting when the concept comes about the driving car, so you really won't have to worry about the slinky effect, because the car in front of you, or the one, even the one you're in, will stay the same amount of distance away from you, so it'll just slow down, and so that'll be interesting when that point in time comes.
It will. Oh, man, I'm coming up to the fast spot here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to continue to hit the repeater, but, well, I'm still moving, so that's a good thing. maybe I can get out of this area here soon.
KN4VWA.
Is
that Lloyd in there with you? Hey, Dave. How you doing, Lloyd?
Good.
I heard you talking about getting yourself a base station for your house. You want to go with a brand new one?
What I'm looking for is just something that will be allowed the versatility of talking on, you know, just different bands, and that will pretty much function up with an antenna. So that's pretty much what I'm looking for right now, to where it'll have, can talk on different frequencies and different bands, and without having to go super crazy on the antenna to be able to hide from the HOA.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Well, I've got a radio. It's a 2 meter 440, but it's capable of doing satellite work. That would be, you know, for an HOA, you probably want to just stay away from that, because it's got so much capability. I was going to let it go pretty cheap. So, and as a matter of fact, for a new radio, man, if you want to do HF and 2 meter 440, you just can't beat it, either a 7300 or a 991A. But that's my 2 cents worth, and I'll get out of the way. Dave, you doing all right?
I'm headed to the sports club. I'm almost there. I'm going to play some tennis at 6 o'clock, and then next week I'm going to be on vacation, so I'll be up there in Pigeon Forge.
Yep, that is definitely nice, because the that 991 you were talking about, that's a Yaesu, correct?
Oh yeah, I've got one. And if you ever wanted to see it in operation with a 50-foot tower and a TA-33 Mosley Yagi antenna, come on by the house. I'll blow your socks off with that thing. It's crazy.
KO4PXB. Does it come with a self-contained power supply, or do you have to get an external one?
No, most all the radios now, unless they are large full bench base stations, they have to have power supplies. Hey, Dave, your 7300 has to have a power supply, doesn't it?
Yeah, I use a Astron, whatever their, I can't remember what their letters are. Anyway, it's a 35, so it's about a 30 amp, power supply, and, you know, it doesn't even put a strain on that.
A, Samlex, 35, and it puts out 30 solid all the time, and, that's two real good solid, power supplies. Real good names, Astron and Samlex. But now those are switching power supplies. If you wanted to stay with a linear power supply, they're out there too. But man, they are heavy. They're physically heavy and they're much larger. I've never had an issue with mine.
Yep, I'll definitely have to check that out. We appreciate the good information, and that also have to be able to find a different. Create me a ham shack, I'll put it that way, to the fact that having that such a, you know, set up in the main living room would stress my wife out.
Ted, I don't believe the 7300, I don't know. Dave, does your 7300 have 2 meter and 440 built into it?
Negative, Ghost Rider. It just goes down to 10 through 160. I'm sorry, 6 meters through 160.
See, that's one thing that's kind of nice about that. If you're really cramped with space, like what you were describing, Lloyd, the 991A is a full house radio. It's 160 through 440, all the way through all the bands.
Definitely have to look into that. Said, and you just plug different types of antenna on the back of whatever you have connected and set outside.
Well, 99% of those type of radios that are full house like that are going to have dual PL239s on the back that you just simply put a HF antenna into on one side and then screw in a PL259 on the other side for the 2 meter 440.
Yep, I'll definitely, I made a mental note of that. That way I'll definitely look that up and go from there.
And I'll tell you something else, too. Dave on here, I let him tell you about it. He's got what's called a Carolina Wyndham. And I believe his neighborhood has an HOA. But he can run that Carolina Wyndham, which is a wire. And then I've got something called a Maxcon, an M-A-X-C-O-N. And it will run 80 through 6 meter. And you can put it up, if you've got any trees, you can put it up, and it would basically never be seen.
I appreciate it that way. I just, I locked that two pieces of information into memory, so that way I can look at that. Then definitely probably going to just set it in the living room and then beg for forgiveness.
Kind of like a couple of other of my collections. I just bring something in when she's not looking, put it into the extra pile there with the rest of the stuff, and if she ever notices, oh, well, honey, that's been there for 5 years. Works most of the time. When it doesn't, it's kind of rough, but, hey, what can I say? It's worth the risk. Hey, Dave. Are you going to have to chase that little white ball again?
The yellow one, but, yeah, at 6 o'clock, I've got a game. A match, a doubles match, and I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow. I got another one tomorrow, but I think we're going to get rained out. And then I don't have anything else the rest of the week, and then I'm on vacation next week, so I'm not going to get much tennis in this week. But anyway, I'm at the sports club here, so I'm going to bail out. Y'all continue on, and if you're looking for Carolina Wyndham, they really work great, Lloyd. I have no complaints whatsoever. So, just a fantastic performance, performing antenna, and it is hidden in the trees. It's easy. It's hard to see it even when the leaves fall off. Anyway, 73 East, and I'll talk to y'all later. KP4 CPA.
Dave, 73. Hey, Lloyd, before it's all over with, you keep hanging around with the riffraff like me and Dave, we're going to turn you into a DX info.
That's my plan. Like I said, just have to slowly do it where, you know, money doesn't, you know, start, you know, just disappearing. I said, yeah, I was never that stupid anyway, but the it was a funny thing when Dave was talking about vacation, to the fact that the county, where I, you know, Spartanburg County, we have so many people. We got 10 people that in our department, now 11, so we have to stagger the vacations. So, but it works out well because my vacation starts the 23rd of December, but I'm off the whole year, but I've only truly taken 7 days. But like I said, it'll pretty much equate to where I'm off 2 weeks.
That's good, that's good. And during that time, unless you guys are doing upgrades or changing the system around, government offices are not usually very busy during that time anyhow.
In December 1st, we sit there and don't do any projects like that because we know people in departments are going to be out. So pretty much the only thing we ever do there is if we have switches that need to be upgraded where we can take them down after 5 o'clock. But pretty much on that part aspect of it, we try not to do things super crazy because we know a lot of users aren't going to be there. And also our outside vendors that sometimes give us support, they're also on a skeleton crew. So we just try not to go super crazy during December to start major projects like that.
Real nice for the holidays, I tell you. Yep, I've known some of these companies that, you know, when things slow down during the holidays, like 4th of July and Thanksgiving, they see that as their opportunity to jump in and make the major changes. You know, while everybody in the company is slow, the IT department is going nuts trying to get everything done for everybody when they get back. That's no way to do.
Yep, definitely not. More so when you, depends on how well people save their data, and because if it's on a local PC and you change that PC out, then you've got to get their data back. Like I said, we have file server that, you know, people have an end user folder that their profile on their computer is set to write to it all the time, and we also have a Microsoft 365, so things write to the OneDrive throughout the day when they're working.
I can only imagine that saved your bacon more than once.
Yes, it has. That also on the email part of it, where people, you know, delete an email and then they want it recovered, they can just actually go in and recover it on their own.
Just like everything on the internet, nothing ever really totally disappears.
No, it surely does not. That's why I haven't, you know, have not been on Facebook, and no telling how long. I just pretty much get my Facebook emails, but I don't get on there and talk or chat or do anything like that.
That's If they can hack my Facebook account, which happened two different times, then hey, I don't need them.
It's KO4PXB. I'm here at the daycare to pick up my little crumb snatcher, so I'll definitely talk with you another time.
Hey, Lloyd, enjoyed it, buddy. Anytime you want to come by and see a 991 in action, or if you'd like to see that 2-meter 440 base that I've got, come just give me a holler. Anytime. I'll talk to you again soon. 73's KN4VWA. I'm clear.